Just start, even if you're not ready. Close your eyes. Breathe. Now ask yourself, what have you sacrificed at the altar of I'm not ready yet? Your dreams, your power, your legacy. Wake up. This is not a drill. Your life is ticking away, second by second, while you bargain with fear, negotiate with doubt, and beg mediocrity for permission to exist. No more. This book is your detonator. Pull the trigger, or stay buried. You've been trained to worship readiness, to kneel before the false god of someday, to treat your potential like a museum artifact, something to admire behind glass, never to touch. Bullshit! Readiness is a myth peddled by cowards. The truth? You will never feel ready. Not for the career leap, not for the hard conversation, not for the life you crave. And that's good news. Just start, even if you're not ready. Let that sink in. Let it scorch the excuses rotting your resolve. Your brain is not your enemy. It's your weapon. Science has spoken. Your brain is a shapeshifter. Every thought, every action, every choice rewires it. Neuroplasticity isn't a buzzword. It's your birthright. But here's the catch. Your brain doesn't care about your dreams. It cares about survival. It will cling to comfort, to familiarity, to the sickness of sameness. Your mission? Hijack its wiring. Flaws are your armor. Just start. Perfection is a trap for the mediocre. Your so-called weaknesses, the anxiety, the past failures, the voice whispering, "Who do you think you are?" are not flaws. They're fuel. Raw, unfiltered, explosive fuel. You think you need motivation to start? Wrong. Action creates motivation. The first rep at the gym feels like death. The 10th? You're a god. The first sentence you write is garbage. The 100th? Genius. Stop waiting for a feeling. Create it. Momentum isn't built. It's seized. Just start. Velocity kills stagnation. You want to terrify your critics? Launch before you're ready. Publish the rough draft. Sell the prototype. Speak before you're polished. Perfection is a cage. Imperfection, a battering ram. Let your imperfection scream louder than others. Polish. That knot in your gut. The dread before hitting send on your boldest idea. That's your North Star. Fear doesn't mean stop. It means go harder. The bigger the fear, the closer you are to your destiny. Fear only rules if you kneel. Just start, stand up, and fear becomes your servant. Imagine this, a year from now. You're standing at the same crossroads, making the same excuses. Your dreams, dust, your potential, a eulogy. Or you start now, clumsy, terrified, alive. 5 years later, you're unrecognizable, a force, a storm. Later is the graveyard of dreams. Just start. Tomorrow is a thief, not a promise. This audiobook is not a gentle guide. It's a crowbar to the soul. You'll hear truths that sting, strategies that demand sweat, quotes that haunt you into action. Here's your choice. Stay. Keep your excuses. Clutch your somedays. Watch life pass you by. Start. Now. Ugly. Relentless. Unfinished. The world is won by starters, not spectators. Just start. Your war cry echoes longer than excuses. Just start, even if you're not ready. This is your moment. Not tomorrow. Not when you're ready. Now. The science is clear. The tools are here. The question is, will you hide or will you ignite? Rewire your mind. Redefine your life. The countdown to your transformation begins. Chapter 1. Crush your hesitation. The moment you wait for is the moment you surrender to fear. Just start. Hesitation is the grave of greatness. You are not here to hesitate. You are not here to bargain. You are here to burn the bridges of doubt and march into the fire of action. Let me be clear. Every second you spend waiting for readiness is a second you surrender to fear. every excuse you cradle like a child is a bullet in the chamber of your own defeat. You want greatness? Then stop negotiating with mediocrity. Stop begging permission from ghosts. The world does not care about your plans. It does not care about your fears. It cares about what you do. Right now. Today. Not tomorrow. Not when the stars align. Not when you feel ready. There is no such thing. You think you need a roadmap, a guarantee, a pat on the back. Let me gut that illusion. The greatest achievements in human history were built by people who started with nothing but stubbornness and a refusal to kneel. They did not wait. They did not hesitate. They moved. Imperfectly. Recklessly. Unapologetically. And here you are, still calculating, still doubting, still wondering if you're good enough. Let me answer that for you. You will never be good enough. Not by your own pathetic standards. Not by the world's shifting metrics. So stop trying to be. Start trying to do. Action is the antidote to paralysis. Motion is the murder of doubt. You want to crush hesitation? Then crush it with your fists. Stomp on its throat. Stop analyzing the water and jump into the river. Your excuses are chains. Your overthinking is a prison. You know this. You feel it in your bones every time you hit snooze on your dreams. Every time you mute your voice to appease the crowd. Let me ask you. How much longer will you let fear dictate your boundaries? How much more life will you waste waiting for a moment that will never come? Readiness is a lie, a fairy tale for the timid. The only truth is this. You start now, or you rot. There is no middle ground. There is no safe zone. The universe rewards movement, not meditation. It crowns the reckless, not the refined. You think you need more time, more skill, more courage? Wrong. You need less, less pity, less planning, less permission. You need to act now with what you have, where you are. Look at the clock. It's ticking. Every minute you spend hesitating is a minute your future self will curse you for. You want to know the secret of those who rise? They did not wait for the storm to pass. They danced in the rain. They wrote their first chapter in the middle of the hurricane. They launched broken ships and learned to sail on the way. You think your doubts are unique? Your fears special? They are not. They are the same whispers that haunt every mortal soul. The difference between the victorious and the defeated is not talent. It is not luck. It is one brutal choice: to start before you're ready, to move before you're certain, to bet on yourself when the odds scream no. Let me strip this bare. Hesitation is the grave of greatness. Every monument ever built, every revolution ever sparked, every life ever transformed, began with a single, unremarkable, terrifying step. Not a perfect step. Not a fearless step. A step. That's it. You don't need a grand plan. You don't need a standing ovation. You need to move. Your first attempt will be flawed. Your second attempt will be messy. Your 100th attempt will still be imperfect. But flawed action will always eclipse flawless inaction. Always. The world does not remember those who waited. It remembers those who burned their boats and charged. You think you're alone in this? Think again. Every hero you admire stood exactly where you stand now, terrified, uncertain, gripping the edge of the cliff. The difference? They jumped. They trusted the fall. They knew the net would appear only after they leapt. You want proof? Look at your own life. The moments you regret are not the risks you took. They're the risks you avoided. The doors you didn't knock on. The words you didn't say. The life you didn't live. Stop adding to that list. Stop letting hesitation rob you of your destiny. You were not born to tiptoe. You were born to erupt. Let me leave you with this. The next time fear hisses in your ear, the next time doubt clenches your throat, I want you to laugh in its face. I want you to say, watch me. Then do the thing. Write the email. Quit the job. Start the business. Ask the question. Do it badly. Do it awkwardly. Do it terrified. But do it. History is not written by the ready. It is written by the reckless. The ones who started before they knew how. The ones who chose progress over perfection. The ones who understood that the only way to crush hesitation is to crush it under the weight of action. Your move. Chapter 2. Embrace the chaos of beginnings. Perfection is a lie told by cowards. Just start. Let chaos carve your path. Let me be clear. Your obsession with perfection is a death sentence. It is the poison you sip while begging life for permissions to live. You want clean? You want polished? You want a neat little roadmap to greatness? Wake up. The world does not reward tidy. It does not bow to those who sanitize their ambitions. It rewards the ones who dive headfirst into the storm, who let the chaos of beginnings rip through their excuses like a wildfire. You think your first step must be graceful? Wrong. Your first step must be alive. It must be reckless. It must be a declaration of war against your own cowardice. You are waiting for the right time. You are waiting for the stars to align, for the fear to fade, for the plan to crystallize. Let me tell you what happens while you wait. Nothing. The universe does not pause for your readiness. Opportunities do not linger like loyal dogs. They vanish. They rot. They die. And you? You become a ghost of what you could have been, haunting your own life with regrets. Perfection is not the goal. It is the enemy. It is the cage you build with your own hands, bar by bar, while chanting the lies you've been fed. Wait. Plan. Prepare. Number. The only way to prepare is to begin. The only way to plan is to move. Chaos is not your adversary. It is your mentor. It is the forge where resilience is born. Think of every great creation, every empire, every revolution. None were born in sterile labs or pristine boardrooms. They were born in the mud, in the screaming uncertainty, in the raw, bloody mess of trying. The first draft of every masterpiece was a disaster. The first attempt at every skill was humiliation. The first step toward every dream was a stumble. But here is the truth you refuse to see. The mess is the magic. The chaos is the catalyst. Your refusal to sanitize your journey is what will set you apart from the herd of mediocrity. You want a breakthrough? Stop running from the storm. Walk into it. Let the winds of uncertainty strip you bare. Let the rain of doubt wash away your illusions. Let the lightning of fear ignite your resolve. The greatest innovations in history were not born from safe spaces. They were born from chaos, from minds willing to gamble everything on a half-formed idea, from hearts bold enough to bleed openly in the pursuit of something real. Your fear of messiness is a fear of living. Your obsession with control is a surrender to death. Let me ask you, what are you so afraid of? Failure? Good. Failure is the tax you pay for daring to exist beyond the boundaries of average. Judgment? Let them judge. Let them whisper. Let them clutch their pearls while you build your legacy brick by bloody brick. The ones who matter will not judge you. They will join you. The rest? They are irrelevant. Their opinions are the static noise of a life unlived. Ignore them. Outrage them. Prove them wrong. Here is the brutal truth. Beginnings are not for the faint of heart. They are for the fighters. The ones who understand that clarity is not a prerequisite. It is a reward. You do not need to know the entire path. You need only to take the first step. The rest will unfold in the doing. The map is drawn as you walk. The plan is forged as you fight. The courage you seek is not found in preparation. It is found in action. Look at the child learning to walk. Do they wait for a seminar on balance? Do they demand a guarantee they won't fall? Number. They crawl, they wobble, they crash, and then they rise, again and again and again, until walking becomes breathing. You were once that child. You were once unashamed of your stumbles. When did you forget? When did you start demanding immunity from failure? When did you trade your curiosity for the armor of perfection? Strip it off. Burn it. Let the chaos of beginnings remind you what it means to be human, to try, to fall, to rise, to grow. You say you want greatness. You say you want impact. Then stop treating chaos like a curse. It is your birthright. It is the universe's way of testing your hunger. Every storm you avoid is a lesson unlearned. Every risk you sidestep is a victory handed to your fears. You think mastery comes from avoiding mistakes. Number. Mastery comes from embracing them, from dissecting them, from letting them teach you what no textbook ever could. Let me tell you about the science of chaos. In physics, entropy is the measure of disorder. It is the natural state of the universe. To resist it is to resist the very fabric of existence. Your life is no different. The energy you waste fighting chaos could be channeled into harnessing it. Think of a wildfire. Destructive? Yes. But also regenerative. It clears the dead wood. It fertilizes the soil. It makes space for new life. Your chaos is that fire. Let it burn away what no longer serves you. Let it create the conditions for something extraordinary to grow. You are not here to play small. You are not here to color inside the lines. You are here to riot against the mundane, to create, to disrupt, to leave a scar on the world that says, "I was here." But you cannot do that from the sidelines. You cannot do that with a white-knuckled grip on control. You must surrender to the mess. You must let go of the illusion of perfection. You must trust that the chaos will carry you where you need to go. I see you. You're clutching your plans. You're rehearsing your speeches. You're polishing your work to death. Stop. The world does not need another rehearsed performance. It needs your raw, unfiltered voice. It needs your stumbles, your awkwardness, your audacity. The magic is not in the flawless execution. It is in the courage to begin before you're ready, to speak before you're qualified, to create before you're certain. Let me leave you with this. The greatest threat to your potential is not failure. It is delay. It is the addiction to someday. It is the cowardice of waiting for permission. You want to know the secret of those who change the world. They start before they're ready. They begin before they're certain. They leap before they're prepared. And in that leap, in that wild, chaotic, terrifying freefall, they find their wings. The storm is here. The chaos is calling. Will you hide? Or will you answer? Chapter 3. Command your fear. Fear only rules if you kneel. Just start. Stand up, and fear becomes your servant. Fear is not your enemy. Let me repeat that, because your bones still shake when you hear its name. Fear is not your enemy. It is your compass. It is the primal fire in your gut that screams, "This matters." It is the raw, unflinching truth-teller that points you toward the edges of your potential. The louder it roars, the closer you are to the life you were meant to live. The question is not how to silence it. The question is, what is it trying to show you? You've been taught to run, to hide, to numb it with distractions, to drown it in excuses. But fear does not dissolve when ignored. It metastasizes. It grows fangs in the dark, feeding on your hesitation. Let me be clear. The moment you flinch, the moment you retreat, you kneel. And when you kneel, fear crowns itself king. It writes the rules. It builds the walls. It carves its name into your future. But here is the truth you've been robbed of. Fear is a paper tyrant. Its power exists only in your surrender. So stand up. Stand up, even if your legs tremble. Stand up, even if your voice cracks. Stand up and speak the words that fracture its illusion. You will not dictate my limits. Say it aloud. Say it until your throat burns. Say it until fear's shadow shrinks under the weight of your defiance. Because fear does not bow to bravery. It bows to action, to motion, to the relentless forward thrust of a human being who has decided irrevocably that they will no longer negotiate with their own potential. Let me dismantle the lie you've swallowed. Fear is not weakness, it is clarity. That knot in your stomach before you step on stage, that is your soul's GPS recalibrating, screaming, "This is the way." The dread before you send the email, "Quit the job or speak your truth." That is not a stop sign. It is a flare, lighting the path to your destiny. The greater the fear, the louder the call. The tighter the grip around your lungs, the more certain you can be. You are standing at the threshold of transformation. But here is where most fail. They mistake fear for a verdict. They let it write the story. They say, "I can't," when they should say, "I must." Let me show you the anatomy of courage. Courage is not the absence of fear. It is fear, dissected. It is fear, held in your hands like a map, studied, and then used. Every great pioneer, every innovator, every soul who has ever reshaped the world has one thing in common. They learned to speak fear's language. They learned to let it guide them, not paralyze them. So how do you command it? You move, you act, you start before you are ready. You do the thing that scares you. Not once, not twice, but daily. You turn fear into a ritual. You greet it each morning like an old teacher. You say, "What will you show me today?" Then you walk straight into its jaws, because here is the secret. Fear cannot survive motion. It thrives in stagnation. It feeds on pause. But the moment you move, truly move, it loses its fangs. Think of fear as a storm. Stand still, and it will drown you. Walk into it, and you will learn its rhythms. You will feel its winds pushing you forward. You will discover that storms do not exist to destroy you. They exist to clear the path, to wash away the weak, to leave the air sharp and electric for those bold enough to breathe it. You want proof? Look at your own life. Recall the moments you hesitated, the opportunities you abandoned, because fear shouted louder than your resolve. Now recall the moments you acted anyway, the times you ignored the tremors in your hands and leapt. Which of those moments still haunt you? Which of those moments made you? I know the answer. You do too. Let me strip this down further. Fear is a mirror. It reflects back to you the magnitude of what you're about to attempt. If your fear feels small, your ambitions are smaller. If it feels like a tsunami, you're on the brink of something monumental. The goal is not to calm the waves. The goal is to build a ship that can sail through them. You say you're not ready? Good. You'll never be ready. Readiness is a fairy tale for those who fear the spotlight. The great ones, they step onto the stage mid-sentence. They publish the unpolished manuscript. They launch the imperfect product. They know that mastery is forged in the doing, not the delaying. They know that fear is not a barrier. It is the toll booth on the road to greatness. Pay the toll. Keep driving. And when fear whispers, "What if you fail?" laugh. Laugh like a rebel. Then ask it, "What if I fly?" Because failure is not the enemy. Regret is, the ghost of what if will haunt you long after the sting of failure fades. Let me tell you this. Every no, every closed door, every stumble is a badge of honor. It means you showed up. It means you fought. It means you are alive. Now, let's talk about limits. Yours. The ones fear has etched into your mind like commandments. I can't speak in public. I can't ask for more. I can't reinvent myself. Lies. All of them. Limits are not laws. They are suggestions. They are the faint pencil marks of a life lived in someone else's handwriting. Your job is to erase them, rewrite them, burn the paper they're written on. Here's how. Take the fear that lives rent-free in your mind and put it to work. Assign it a task. Let it remind you of what's at stake. Let it sharpen your focus. Let it be the grit in your shoe that keeps you moving. Fear is not your opponent. It is your coach, the kind that yells, faster, harder, deeper, not because it hates you, but because it sees what you could become. Still don't believe me? Try this. Today, do one thing you've been avoiding. One thing that makes your pulse spike. Send the text. Book the ticket. Say the hard truth. Do it badly. Do it awkwardly. But do it. Then watch. Watch how the earth doesn't swallow you. Watch how the sky doesn't fall. Watch how fear, once a giant, shrinks to the size of a pebble. Now kick it aside. Keep walking. This is not inspiration. This is a blueprint, a battle plan. Fear will return. It will reinvent itself. It will wear new masks. Doubt, procrastination, rationalization. Your job is to recognize it, name it, and move anyway. Action is the antidote. Momentum is the cure. Let me leave you with this. The world is divided into two kinds of people. Those who let fear write their story, and those who grab the pen and write their own. Which will you be? Chapter 4. Burn the plan. Plans are crutches for the timid. Just start. Fire is born from friction, not blueprints. You want a plan. You crave it. You've been brainwashed to believe that a plan is your salvation, your armor, your golden ticket to a life without risk. But let me gut that lie right here. Plans are crutches for the timid. They are the security blankets of the scared, the pacifiers of the mediocre, the shackles of those too afraid to leap into the unknown. You think your plan will save you? It won't. It will strangle you. It will turn your fire into embers, your hunger into hesitation, your rebellion into routine. Burn it all. Here's the truth you've been avoiding. Fire is born from friction, not blueprints. The greatest revolutions in history weren't plotted in boardrooms. They erupted from chaos, from desperation, from the raw, untamed instinct of those who refused to wait for permission. You think Michelangelo had a 5-year roadmap before chiseling David? You think Einstein drafted a step-by-step guide before unraveling relativity? Number. They started. They stumbled. They let the friction of action carve their path. Your obsession with plans is nothing but cowardice in disguise, a flimsy excuse to delay the inevitable reckoning between who you are and who you could become. Let me slice this open for you. Waiting for the perfect plan is surrender. It's the white flag you wave to your own potential. The plan will never be ready. Neither will you. There is no version of this where you wake up one day, clap your hands, and declare, "Ah, yes, now I'm prepared." That day does not exist. It is a fairy tale told to children and cowards. The universe doesn't give a damn about your plans. It rewards motion, not meditation. Action, not analysis. Launch before you're ready. Adapt mid-air. Let the wind rip the map from your hands and the terrain rewrite itself beneath your feet. That's where magic happens. That's where legends are forged. You've been conditioned to worship certainty, to treat ambiguity like a disease. But let me ask you, what has certainty ever given you besides a smaller life? A quieter voice? A safer existence? Safety is the anthem of the damned. Certainty is the cage you built with your own hands. Break it. Burn it. Let the flames lick your fears raw. You want to know the secret of the unstoppable. They don't have better plans. They have better instincts. They trust the pulse in their veins more than the ink on a page. They know that no plan survives first contact with reality. So why waste time drafting a script? The universe will shred anyway. This is your wake-up call. Burn the map and let instinct guide you. The map is a relic, a fossil, a dead thing. It was drawn by those who came before you, who walked different paths, who fought different battles. Their terrain is not yours. Their demons are not yours. Their limits are not yours. You think you need a plan to climb the mountain. Then you've already lost. The mountain doesn't care about your itinerary. It cares about your grit, your resilience, your willingness to claw your way up, even when the path vanishes, even when the storm blinds you, even when every cell in your body screams to quit. Plans are static. Instinct is alive. It breathes. It adapts. It evolves. It is the primal force that carried our ancestors through ice ages and wars and famines. And it's still inside you, buried under layers of doubt and spreadsheets and to-do lists. Dig it out. Let me be brutally clear. Only the bold write their rules, the timid follow plans, the brave write them in real time, with blood and sweat and the audacity to say, "This is how it's done now." You want to change the game? Then stop asking for a rule book. Stop waiting for someone to hand you a playbook. The rule book is a graveyard of dead ideas. The playbook is a straitjacket. Tear them apart. Scatter the pages. Dance on the ashes. The world doesn't need more followers of plans. It needs arsonists. It needs those who'll strike the match, watch the old structures burn, and build something new from the flames. You're terrified, aren't you? Terrified of the void, the unknown, the groundless freefall of starting without a net. Good. That terror is your compass. It means you're alive. It means you're close to the edge, where the air is thin and the view is limitless. The timid never feel that terror. They're too busy color-coding their calendars, too busy polishing their plans until they gleam with the sterile sheen of inaction. But you, you're different. You're here, reading this, because part of you already knows the truth. Clarity comes from motion, not meditation. Wisdom isn't found in a plan. It's forged in the doing. Let me gut another sacred cow. Perfection is the enemy of progress. Your plan is a shrine to perfection, a temple where you kneel and beg the gods of someday to bless your procrastination. But perfection is a lie, a mirage, a hallucination. The moment you start, the moment you take that first reckless step, perfection dies, and that's when the real work begins. That's when you meet yourself, the raw, unvarnished, imperfect version of you who's brave enough to try. The you who doesn't need a plan, because you've got something better, a fire, a hunger, a refusal to let fear dictate your tempo. You want a formula. Here it is. Start. Stumble. Adjust. Repeat. That's it. That's the entire algorithm. There's no step five where you arrive. No chapter where you finally figure it out. The journey is the destination. The stumbles are the syllabus. The adjustments are the lessons. Burn the plan, and you burned the illusion of control. You embrace the chaos. You marry the uncertainty. And in that union, you find freedom. The freedom to pivot, to reinvent, to outgrow your own expectations. Let's talk about friction. You've been taught to avoid it, to seek smooth roads, clear skies, effortless winds. But friction is where the gold is. Friction is the grind of the axe against the stone, the spark that starts the fire. Your plan is an attempt to eliminate friction, to sanitize the journey, to remove the very thing that makes you stronger. Stop running from resistance. Lean into it. Let it sharpen you. let it strip away the softness, the complacency, the fear. The greatest masters of history didn't avoid friction. They sought it. They wrestled it. They let it temper them into something unbreakable. Here's the brutal truth no one will tell you. You are not special. Your fears are not unique. Your doubts are not original. Every giant who ever walked this earth faced the same crossroads you're facing now. The difference? They chose action over planning, motion over meditation. They knew that the only way to conquer the void is to jump into it, to fling yourself into the abyss, and trust that your wings will grow on the way down. You think they had a plan. Number. They had a heartbeat, a purpose, a refusal to let the fear of falling keep them grounded. Let me leave you with this. The world belongs to the starters, not the planners. To the ones who launch before they're ready, who speak before they're polished, who build while others are still arguing over blueprints. You have two choices now. You can cling to your plan, your crutch, your fragile illusion of control. Or you can strike the match. Burn the map. Let the flames light your way forward. The future doesn't need your permission. It doesn't need your plan. It needs your audacity, your defiance, your unshakable refusal to wait one more second for a readiness that will never come. So what's it going to be? Will you die with your plans neatly filed, your potential preserved like a museum exhibit? Or will you let the fire consume you? Let it melt away the fear, the doubt, the hesitation, until all that's left is the unyielding core of who you were meant to be. The clock is ticking. The match is in your hand. Burn it all and rise from the ashes. Chapter 5. Outwork your doubters. Doubt is oxygen for the weak. Just start. Let your progress deafen their noise. Let me make this clear. The world is not waiting for you to polish your work, to smooth its edges, to make it palatable for the small minds who thrive on tearing down what they cannot build themselves. They will mock your unfinished work, your rough drafts, your stumbling first steps. They will point at your imperfections and laugh, not because your work is flawed, but because your courage to begin threatens them. Their laughter is not a verdict, it is a confession of their own fear, their own paralysis, their own inability to stare into the void of uncertainty and move. Let them laugh, let them sneer, let them cling to their excuses like lifelines. Your momentum is your revenge. Every hour you grind while they gossip, every late night you burn through while they scroll, every ounce of sweat you spill while they stagnate. These are the bricks that will build your empire atop the rubble of their doubt. You think greatness is born from applause, from validation, from the approval of those who couldn't recognize a diamond if it cut them. Number. Greatness is forged in the furnace of disbelief. It is hammered into shape by the relentless blows of your own will, by the refusal to let their noise become your narrative. When they say, "You're not good enough," you write another page. When they whisper, "You'll never finish," you code another line. When they smirk, "Who do you think you are?" you rise earlier, dig deeper, push harder, until your progress isn't just a response, but a roar so loud it drowns out their voices, their judgments, their petty insecurities. Work like a machine. Not the cold, lifeless kind, but a machine of flesh and fire, of grit and guts. A machine that doesn't stall when the path gets steep, that doesn't rust when the storms hit, that doesn't shut down when the critics gather. Grind until their doubt becomes irrelevant, until their words lose power, until their laughter fades into the background noise of your ascent. You want to know the secret to silencing a critic? Outwork them. Outlast them. Outlive them. Let your relentless motion, become a monument to what happens when potential meets persistence. They will tell you to slow down, to be reasonable, to lower your ambitions to match their comfort. Do not mistake this for kindness. It is sabotage, a wolf in sheep's clothing. The moment you dim your light to soothe their insecurities is the moment you betray your destiny. Your action is your answer. Not a rebuttal, not a defense, a deafening, unignorable fact. You do not need to explain your hustle to those who've never tasted hunger. You do not need to justify your dreams to those who sold theirs for security. You need only to move, to build, to prove with every fiber of your being that the only permission you require is your own. Doubters are scavengers. They feed on hesitation. They feast on indecision. They grow fat on the carcasses of half-finished dreams. But you? You are not a meal. You are a wildfire, a force of nature, a storm that refuses to be bottled. Let them choke on the smoke of your ambition. Let them tremble at the thunder of your progress. Let them watch, wide-eyed and helpless, as you turn their doubts into dust. This is not a plea for you to ignore the critics. It's a demand to crush them, not with words, but with work. Not with arguments, but with achievements. Every imperfect step you take is a hammer striking the coffin of their skepticism. Every late-night grind, every rejected draft, every scar earned in the arena of effort, these are your weapons. And the battlefield? Your life. Your legacy. Your unshakable right to rise. You want to know what terrifies a doubter. Consistency. The day in, day out grind that cannot be mocked, derailed, or dismissed. The kind of consistency that turns "who does she think she is" into "how did she do it?" The kind of consistency that transforms "he'll never make it" into "he's unstoppable." They will try to shame your hustle, to pathologize your drive, to label your ambition as arrogance. Let them. Labels are for jars, not for juggernauts. Here's the truth they'll never admit. Your doubters need you to fail far more than you need them to believe. Their entire identity is built on the lie that greatness is unattainable, that risk is foolish, that playing small is smart. Your success doesn't just prove them wrong. It unravels their worldview. It forces them to confront the mediocrity they've settled for. And that? That is a threat they cannot tolerate. So they will hurl their doubts like spears, hoping to pierce your resolve. Let the spears come. Let them break against the armor of your discipline. You are not here to win their approval. You are here to make their doubt obsolete, to render their laughter meaningless, to become so undeniably, irrevocably alive in your purpose that their voices fade into irrelevance. How? By working with a ferocity that leaves no room for their fiction, by embracing the mess, the chaos, the glorious imperfection of your journey, by refusing to halt, even when, especially when, the world tells you to stop. Remember, doubt is a reflex of the stagnant, a last-ditch effort by those who've forgotten how to fight. But you? You are not stagnant. You are not afraid. You are a weapon of mass creation, and your time is now. Start before you're ready. Keep going when you're exhausted. Rise when you're broken. Let your progress be the anthem that drowns out their whispers. Let your work ethic become the legend that outlives their ridicule. They say, "It can't be done." You say, "Watch me." Chapter 6. Forge momentum through motion. Momentum isn't built. It's seized. Just start. Velocity kills stagnation. You want momentum? Stop begging for it. Stop waiting for it to fall into your lap like some divine gift. Momentum isn't handed out. It isn't earned through wishful thinking or half-hearted gestures. Momentum is seized, torn from the jaws of stagnation, with bloody knuckles and gritted teeth. You think greatness waits for permission? Number greatness takes It lunges, it claws, it refuses to kneel. You want to move mountains? Then move your feet first. Let me make this brutally clear. Your first step will feel like hell. It will taste like ash. Your lungs will burn. Your mind will scream. That voice in your head, the one hissing, "You're not ready," will rise like a siren. But here's the truth you've been too cowardly to admit. Readiness is a myth, a fairy tale for those who fear the fire of action. You think the world's disruptors, innovators, and legends waited for a golden ticket. Number. They stepped into the void. They embraced the chaos of beginnings, and so will you. The first 10% of any journey is agony. Pure, unrelenting agony. It's the weight of the unknown crushing your ribs. It's the doubt gnawing at your resolve. But this is where you're tested. This is where the weak are weeded out. You want momentum? You want velocity? Then you must outlast the agony. Push through the first 10% like a battering ram. Let your stubbornness become your armor. Let your refusal to quit become your identity. Because once you break through that wall, once you taste the raw electric rush of motion, the next 90% isn't just possible. It's inevitable. Motion breeds momentum. This isn't philosophy. It's physics. An object in motion stays in motion. But you're not an object. You're a force, a storm. And once you start moving, inertia bends to your will. Every step forward fuels the next. Every action, no matter how small, compounds. The key? Never stop moving. Not when doubt whispers. Not when failure slaps you. Not when the world laughs. Keep moving forward. You've been lied to. You've been told motivation comes first. That you need some spark of inspiration to act. Another lie. Motivation isn't a prerequisite. It's a byproduct. You don't wait for motivation. You create it with your fists. You claw it out of the dirt. You generate it by doing the damn thing. Action is the spark. Action is the catalyst. Sit on your hands and you'll drown in apathy. Move, even blindly, even clumsily, and watch motivation rise like a phoenix from the ashes of your effort. Let's talk about stagnation, that silent killer, that suffocating fog that creeps into your life when you stand still. Stagnation isn't passive. It's aggressive. It's a parasite feeding on your potential. And the only way to kill it? Velocity. Speed. Ruthless, unyielding motion. You don't build momentum. You seize it. You grab it by the throat and demand it obey. Stagnation thrives in stillness. So starve it. Outrun it. Burn it to the ground with the friction of your movement. You think you need a plan? A map? A guarantee? Let me shatter that delusion. Plans are for spectators, for those too timid to trust their instincts. The moment you commit to motion, the moment you choose action over analysis, you unlock a power no plan can replicate. Momentum doesn't care about your 5-year strategy. It doesn't negotiate. It rewards the bold, the reckless, the ones who leap before they look. You want proof? Look at every revolution, every breakthrough, every empire built from nothing. They started with motion, not permission. Here's your wake-up call. Your excuses are killing you. I'll start tomorrow. I need more resources. I'm not qualified. These aren't reasons. They're surrender. They're white flags waved at the enemy of your potential. Let me ask you this. What if tomorrow never comes? What if ready is just another word for too late? The clock is ticking. Every second you hesitate, every moment you delay, is a betrayal of your future self. Stop negotiating. Stop compromising. Start now. Start scared. Start messy. But start. Fear will try to anchor you. It will wrap its chains around your ankles and whisper, "Wait, prepare, hide." But here's the secret. Fear dissolves in the face of motion. The more you move, the weaker its grip becomes. The more you act, the smaller it shrinks. You don't conquer fear by avoiding it. You conquer it by moving through it, by letting your momentum crush its spine under your boots. Let's get practical. How do you forge momentum? How do you turn stagnation into velocity? First, embrace the grind, the daily, unglamorous, relentless grind. Momentum isn't built in grand gestures. It's built in the mundane. The 5 a.m. workouts, the midnight hustle, the pages written, the deals closed, the skills honed in silence. Second, ruthlessly eliminate friction. Cut the distractions. Burn the bridges to your old habits. Create an environment where motion is the only option. Third, celebrate imperfect action. A mediocre step forward is worth 1,000 perfect plans. Launch before you're ready. Publish before you're polished. Momentum favors the brave, not the flawless. You want a real-world example? Think of a rocket. Its greatest resistance is at launch. Breaking free from gravity's pull demands insane fuel, insane force. But once it's airborne, once it's moving, the resistance drops. The momentum carries it. You're that rocket. The first 10% is your launch, your agony, your fuel. Push through it, and the universe bends to your trajectory. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. Failure. You're terrified of it. You let it paralyze you. But guess what? Failure isn't the enemy of momentum. It's the mentor. Every misstep, every crash, every humiliation is data. Feedback. Fuel. The only true failure is stagnation, is standing still. So fail forward. Fail fast. Fail loudly. Let each failure propel you further into motion. Still hesitating? Still waiting for a sign? Here it is. This is your sign. This sentence, right here, is the universe screaming in your ear. Move, not tomorrow. Not when the stars align. Now, this second. Your life isn't a rehearsal. This is the main event. And momentum isn't a spectator sport. Let me leave you with this. Velocity is a choice, a decision, a declaration of war against mediocrity. You don't need permission. You don't need credentials. You need courage to move, to start before you're ready, to keep going when every cell in your body begs you to quit. Forge your momentum through relentless, unapologetic motion, and watch as the world scrambles to catch up. Chapter 7. Bet on your unreadiness. Readiness is a myth. Just start. Bet on your ability to figure it out. You are not ready. You will never be ready. Let that truth cut through the fog of your delusions. Let it bury itself in your bones like a blade. Readiness is a fairy tale sold to the masses to keep them docile, to keep them small, to keep them begging for permission from a world that owes them nothing. You want to know the secret of those who rise. They do not wait for readiness. They do not kneel at the altar of preparation. They bet on their own chaos. They bet on their own hunger. They bet on the raw, untamed force of their will to figure it out as they go. And here is the brutal truth. The unprepared who act will always leave the ready choking on their dust. You think you need a plan? You think you need credentials? You think you need some divine sign etched in the stars to grant you the right to begin? Let me shatter that illusion. Plans are the crutches of the timid. Credentials are the armor of the insecure. Divine signs are the excuses of the faithless. The only thing you need is the audacity to start before you are ready. To start when your hands shake. To start when your voice cracks. To start when every cell in your body screams that you are unworthy. That is where greatness is born. In the fire of uncertainty, in the storm of doubt, in the raw, unpolished act of beginning. Competence is not a prerequisite. Competence is a byproduct. It is forged in the furnace of action, not in the cold, stagnant void of waiting. You do not become a warrior by studying battlefields. You become a warrior by stepping onto one. You do not learn to swim by memorizing the physics of buoyancy. You learn by thrashing in the deep end, gasping for air, fighting to stay alive. Every skill you covet, every dream you chase, every mountain you aim to conquer, they demand the same price, your willingness to be bad before you are good, to be lost before you are found, to be a fool before you are a master. Bet on your grit. Bet on your stubbornness. Bet on the unyielding refusal to quit even when logic tells you to walk away. Grit is not something you have. It is something you prove. It is the callus on your soul that forms only after you've bled, after you've failed, after you've been humiliated and stood up anyway. Stubbornness is not a flaw. It is your lifeline. It is the voice that growls, again, when the world says, enough. It is the fire that burns hotter when the winds of adversity try to extinguish it. Look at the ones who outpace you, the ones who seem to move faster, climb higher, break barriers you've only dreamed of. Do you think they had it all figured out? Do you think they woke up one day with a roadmap to glory? Number. They woke up empty-handed. They woke up terrified. They woke up with the same doubts that gnaw at your spirit. The difference? They did not let doubt dictate their direction. They did not let fear veto their choices. They stepped into the arena with nothing but their hunger and their refusal to die wondering. You say you're not qualified. Good. Qualification is a cage. It is a label crafted by institutions and gatekeepers to hoard power. You think Einstein felt qualified when he redefined physics? You think Oprah felt qualified when she claimed her seat at the table? You think the Wright brothers felt qualified to defy gravity? They didn't. They felt obsessed. They felt compelled. They felt a rage of purpose so loud it drowned out the noise of their inadequacy. That is your blueprint. Obsession over permission. Compulsion over credentials. Purpose over polish. The world does not reward the ready. The world rewards the relentless. The ones who treat life like a siege, not a seminar. The ones who understand that momentum is not gifted, it is stolen. You steal it by moving when others stall. You steal it by risking when others retreat. You steal it by embracing the mess, the chaos, the glorious disaster of beginning. Let me be clear. This is not a pep talk. This is a confrontation. You are standing at the edge of a cliff. Behind you is the safety of someday. Ahead is the void of the unknown. You have two choices. You can retreat, clinging to the lie that one day you'll feel prepared, one day you'll feel brave, one day the stars will align. Or you can leap. You can leap with your eyes wide open, your heart pounding, your spirit roaring. Figure it out or die trying. History is not written by the ready. It is written by the reckless, the ones who bet on their unreadiness and built wings on the way down, the ones who looked at their empty hands and said, "These will do." You want to join them? Then stop waiting for a version of yourself that does not exist. Stop waiting for confidence. Stop waiting for clarity. Confidence is earned through action, not bestowed by fate. Clarity is carved through motion, not granted by revelation. I will not soften this. You are running out of time. Every second you spend waiting for readiness is a second you surrender to mediocrity. Every minute you spend polishing your plan is a minute you lose to bolder souls who are already moving. Every hour you spend rehearsing your lines is an hour wasted, because life does not follow a script. Life is a freestyle, a bare-knuckled, no-rules, improvisational fight, and the only way to win is to throw the first punch. You want proof? Look at the rubble of empires built by the ready. Look at the corpses of dreams deferred by perfection. Look at the graveyards of potential where someday lies rotting. Now look at the horizon, the ones who own it, the the innovators, the disruptors, the iconoclasts. They are not there because they were ready. They are there because they were rabid. They were there because they chose to start before the fear faded, before the doubts dissolved, before the world gave them its blessing. Let me leave you with this. Your unreadiness is not your enemy. It is your advantage. It is the wild card that the overprepared cannot play. It is the chaos that terrifies the calculated. It is the raw, unrefined edge that cuts through the noise. So bet on it. Bet on your ability to thrive in the unknown. Bet on your instinct to adapt, to pivot, to reinvent. Bet on your stubborn, unrelenting, irrational belief that you will figure it out, because you will. Not because the gods ordained it, not because luck favored you, but because you refuse to let readiness be the gatekeeper of your destiny. The next move is yours. Will you wait for a sign, or will you become one? Chapter 8. Weaponize Imperfection. Flaws are your armor. Just start. Perfection is a trap for the mediocre. You want to know the secret to crushing the competition, to leaving the cowards and the critics choking on your dust? Here it is. Stop trying to be perfect. Stop polishing. Stop editing. Stop waiting for the stars to align. Perfection is a lie, a trap, a slow death for anyone stupid enough to chase it. You think the world rewards flawless? Wrong. The world rewards bold. The world rewards action. The world bows to those who dare to launch their half-formed, jagged, messy creations into the light and scream, "This is me! Take it or leave it!" Let me break this down for you. Your flaws, those cracks in your armor, those quirks you've been told to hide, those scars you're ashamed of, are not weaknesses. They are your weapons. They are the raw, unfiltered edges that make you unforgettable. Think about it. When was the last time you remembered someone for being polished, for blending in, for following the rules? Number, you remember the rebels, the misfits, the ones who left blood on the page, the ones who built empires out of duct tape and defiance. That's the power of imperfection. It doesn't beg for approval. It demands attention. Let's get brutally honest. You've been brainwashed. Society, schools, corporations, they've all sold you the same poison. Fix yourself, smooth your edges, fit the mold, and what's it gotten you? A life of playing small, a career of muted colors, a voice that's been sanded down to a whisper. Enough. The moment you weaponize your imperfections is the moment you break free. The moment you stop apologizing for your rough drafts, your chaotic ideas, your unorthodox methods, that's the moment you become dangerous. Because imperfection terrifies the status quo. It doesn't follow the script. It can't be controlled. It can't be predicted. And that's exactly why it wins. Here's a truth you need tattooed on your soul. Perfect is predictable. Perfect is boring. Perfect is safe. And safe is where dreams go to die. Look at history. The greatest innovations, the ones that changed the world, were born from chaos. The first airplane, a rickety death trap. The first car, a noisy, unreliable mess. The first draft of every masterpiece, a disaster. But the creators didn't wait. They didn't hide. They launched their flawed, fragile visions into the world and let the friction of reality sharpen them into legends. That's your blueprint. Stop waiting for ready. Stop waiting for perfect. The magic isn't in the finish line. It's in the starting line. It's in the act of beginning, ugly and unapologetic. Let's talk about fear. You're scared to put your imperfect work out there? Good. That means it matters. That means you're alive. But here's what you're missing. Your fear is a compass. It's pointing you toward the exact thing you need to do. The louder it screams, the more vital the action. So lean into it. Let your hands shake as you hit publish on that raw blog post. Let your stomach churn as you pitch that half-baked idea. Let your voice crack as you speak your truth. Those imperfections aren't failures. They're proof you're playing for keeps. They're proof you're human. And humanity? That's the only brand that never goes out of style. You want a real-world example? Fine. Look at every viral moment, every cult brand, every iconic artist. They have one thing in common. They embraced their flaws and made them their signature. The scratch in a singer's voice, the typo in a viral tweet, the gritty, unedited aesthetic of a startup's launch. These mistakes didn't hold them back. They became their identity. They became their edge. Because perfection is forgettable. But imperfection is magnetic. It's relatable. It's real. And in a world drowning in filters and facades, real is the ultimate superpower. Now, let's gut the excuses. But what if people judge me? They will. What if I fail? You will. What if I'm not good enough? You're not. And that's the point. Your imperfections are your invitation to the fight, your admission ticket to greatness. Every flaw is a challenge. You think this can stop me. Watch me use it to conquer you. The goal isn't to avoid criticism. It's to become bulletproof. And the only way to do that is to stand naked in the arena, flaws exposed, and let the arrows sharpen you into something unbreakable. Here's your assignment, and you're going to do it now. Take the thing you've been overthinking, the project you've been perfecting, the idea you've been hoarding like a secret, and launch it. Today, not tomorrow, not after one more edit. Now, does it have typos? Good. Is the design rough? Better. Are you terrified? Perfect. Because every imperfect launch is a middle finger to doubt. Every messy draft is a monument to courage. And every time you choose action over Polish, you're not just building a product, you're building a legacy. Let me leave you with this. The world doesn't need another polished robot. It needs you, your weirdness, your passion, your chaotic, unfinished, glorious mess. So stop hiding. Stop editing. Stop waiting. The most powerful thing you can do is start before you're ready. Ship before you're proud. Speak before you're certain. Let your imperfections roar. Let them terrify the mediocre. Let them light the way for the rest of us. Perfection is a cage. Imperfection is the key. Now, break the damn lock. Chapter 9. Silence the ghost of later. Later is the graveyard of dreams. Just start. Tomorrow is a thief, not a promise. You are standing at the edge of a cliff, and the wind is howling. Below you there is nothing but the abyss of later, a bottomless pit where dreams go to rot, where potential suffocates under the weight of excuses. You know this place. You've visited it 1,000 times. You've whispered to yourself, "I'll start tomorrow," and watched as tomorrow became a graveyard of yesterdays. Let me be clear. Later is not a plan. It is a eulogy. It is the sound of your own voice betraying you, selling your future to the lowest bidder. Every time you say later, you are not delaying action. You are signing a contract with failure. You are handing over your power to a ghost that does not exist, a ghost you invented to justify your cowardice. You want to know why later is the most dangerous word in your vocabulary. Because it is a lie wrapped in the illusion of hope. It is the serpent that coils around your ambition and whispers, "Rest. Wait. You have time." But time is not your ally. Time is a thief. It steals your energy, your focus, your hunger. It picks your pockets while you sleep. And when you finally wake up, years from now, clutching a fistful of laters, you will realize the truth. You were never waiting for the right moment. The right moment was waiting for you to stop waiting. Let me break this down for you. Your brain is a master manipulator. It will craft elaborate stories to keep you small. It will tell you that you need more money, more confidence, more credentials, more, before you can begin. But here is the brutal truth. You will never have enough. Enough is a myth. Enough is a moving target designed to keep you chasing, never catching. The only way to win this game is to refuse to play. To start now. To start poorly. To start scared. To start with nothing but the fire in your gut and the refusal to let later dictate your life. Think of the greatest achievements in human history. The pyramids, the moon landing, the masterpieces of art and science. None of them began with later. They began with a single defiant act, a decision to move despite the odds, the doubts, the sheer absurdity of the task. The builders of the pyramids did not wait for better tools. The astronauts did not wait for a guarantee of survival. The artists did not wait for inspiration. They started. They stumbled. They bled. And in the end, they carved their names into eternity. What makes you think you are any different? What makes you believe your dreams deserve less than their sweat, their audacity, their relentless refusal to bow to later? Let me ask you a question. What is the true cost of later? It is not just the loss of time. It is the erosion of your soul. Every time you postpone your goals, you are not preserving your future. You are murdering it. You are telling yourself, I am not worthy of this. I am not strong enough. I am not ready. And with each repetition, that lie becomes your truth. Your identity shrinks. Your spirit withers. You become a prisoner of your own hesitations, a servant to a master that does not exist. Stop negotiating with your fears. Stop bargaining with your doubts. Later is not a strategy. It is surrender. You say you want greatness. Then you must kill later. You must drag it into the light and slit its throat. You must look it in the eye and say, you will not steal another minute of my life. This is not metaphor. This is survival. Every second you waste is a second you will beg for on your deathbed. Every excuse you make is a brick in the wall between you and your destiny. Tear it down. Now, here is how you do it. Replace later with now. Not tomorrow, not next week, now. The moment you feel the urge to delay, to hesitate, to retreat, act. Do the opposite. Lean into the discomfort. Send the email. Make the call. Write the first sentence. Launch the damn thing. You think you need courage? Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the decision to act despite fear. It is the understanding that readiness is a fairy tale told to children. Adults know the truth. You become ready by starting. Let me tell you a secret. The world is not won by the talented. It is not won by the prepared. It is won by the stubborn, by the ones who refuse to take no for an answer, especially when that no comes from their own lips, the ones who start before they have a map, before they have permission, before they have a clue, the ones who understand that clarity comes from motion, not meditation. That confidence is forged in the doing, not the dreaming. Look at your life. Look at the chains of later you've wrapped around your wrists, the job you haven't applied for, the conversation you haven't had, the passion you've buried under a mountain of some days. You think you're protecting yourself? You're not. You're suffocating yourself. You're trading the thrill of the unknown for the numbness of the predictable. And I promise you this. On your last day, you will not mourn the risks you took. You will mourn the risks you didn't, the loves you didn't pursue, the leaps you didn't take, the life you didn't live because you were too busy waiting for a sign that never came. This is your sign, this chapter, these words, this moment. Later is a lie. Someday is surrender. You want to change your life? Then change your language. Burn the word later from your vocabulary. Let it scream as it turns to ash. Replace it with now, with today, with this moment. Time does not care about your plans. It does not care about your fears. It marches forward, indifferent to your existence. The only thing that matters is what you do with the seconds you have left. You think you need more motivation. You don't. You need more desperation, more anger, more rage against the dying of your light. You need to look into the mirror and say, I am done betraying myself. I am done kneeling to the ghost of later. Then stand up, walk to the door, and step into the life you've been postponing. Still here? Still reading? Then you've already failed. Because this chapter was not meant to be read, it was meant to be lived. It was meant to be a catalyst, a detonator, a slap to the face of your complacency. If you're still sitting there, highlighting sentences and nodding along, you've missed the point. The point is to move, to act, to start something, anything, that pulls you out of the quicksand of later and into the raw, messy, glorious present. I will leave you with this. There are two versions of you. One is the person you are right now, the person clinging to excuses, bargaining with time, haunted by the ghost of later. The other is the person you will become the moment you silence that ghost, the moment you choose to start. Not next week, not tomorrow. Now, the difference between these two versions is not talent, luck, or circumstance. It is a single decision. A decision you must make over and over, every day, until later, is nothing but a corpse in your rearview mirror. The clock is ticking. The ghost is laughing. What will you do? Chapter 10. The world is won by starters, not spectators. Just start. Your war cry echoes longer than excuses. The world does not bend to those who whisper. It does not kneel to those who hesitate. It does not crown those who linger in the shadows of maybe or later. The world is carved open by the roar of starters, by the unapologetic crash of those who refuse to wait for permission to exist. You stand at the edge of your greatness, paralyzed by the weight of your own excuses. Let me be clear. Your legacy is not a polite suggestion. It is a demand. A demand written in the blood of every ancestor who fought, every dreamer who dared, every rebel who chose action over applause. You do not get to negotiate with time. You do not get to bargain with mediocrity. You either start now, or you surrender your name to the graveyard of what if. You want to know why history forgets the timid. Because whispers dissolve, roars echo. Your first step, that trembling, imperfect, chaotic step, is not just movement. It is a war cry. It is a declaration to the universe that you will not be buried alive by your own fear. Let it shake the earth beneath you. Let it rattle the cages of those who told you to sit down, to be small, to wait your turn. Start now, and watch how the world flinches. Start now, and feel how the ground cracks beneath the weight of your resolve. There is no perfect moment. There is only now. And now is where legends are born. You think you need a plan? You think you need a guarantee? Let me dismantle that delusion. Plans are for people who fear the unknown. Guarantees are for those too weak to stare uncertainty in the face and laugh. The greatest victories in human history were not scripted. They were not safe. They were seized by those who acted before logic could talk them out of it. The first humans to cross oceans did not have maps. The rebels who toppled empires did not have permission. The innovators who reshaped reality did not have blueprints. They had fire. They had hunger. They had the audacity to start before they knew how to finish. That is your inheritance. That is your mandate. Burn the script. Let me tell you what your excuses sound like. They sound like a funeral dirge, a slow, suffocating melody of I'm not ready yet, and what if I fail? Let me translate that for you. I choose to die alive. Failure is not the enemy. Regret is. Failure is a teacher. Regret is a jailer. You want to know the difference between a warrior and a spectator. The warrior embraces the scars. The spectator worships the safe. You were not born to play it safe. You were born to leave claw marks on the walls of impossibility. You say you're afraid. Good. Fear is your compass. It points you toward what matters. That knot in your stomach before you leap. That is not weakness. That is your soul screaming. This is the edge of your evolution. The moment you feel fear is the moment you must lean in. Harder, faster, louder. Fear is not a stop sign. It is a starting line. The greatest athletes, artists, and leaders did not transcend fear. They weaponized it. They let it propel them, not paralyze them. Your fear is not your cage. It is your fuel. Use it. Let's talk about momentum. You don't build it. You steal it. You rip it from the jaws of complacency. The first step is agony. The second is resistance. The third is rebellion. By the tenth, you are unstoppable. Momentum is not a gentle current. It is a tsunami. And you are the storm. Stop waiting for motivation to strike like lightning. Motivation is a myth sold to the lazy. Action is the truth lived by the relentless. You want to feel alive. Move. You want to feel powerful. Accelerate. You want to leave a mark on this world. Do not stop. You think you need to be ready? Let me redefine ready for you. Ready is a lie. Ready is the bedtime story cowards tell themselves to sleep at night. No one is ever ready. Not for love. Not for loss. Not for greatness. Readiness is the enemy of progress. It is the quicksand that drowns potential. You know who's ready? The dead. They're done. They're finished. You? You're alive. And alive means unfinished. Alive means messy. Alive means starting before you're ready. The moment you accept that truth is the moment you unlock power you never knew existed. Let me show you what mediocrity looks like. It wears a suit of someday. It carries a shield of good enough. It feeds on the complacency of those who confuse existing with living. Mediocrity is not a circumstance. It is a choice. A choice to mute your roar. A choice to dull your edge. A choice to let your fire die to embers. But here's the secret. Mediocrity trembles at the sound of action. It fears the heat of momentum. It collapses under the weight of relentless forward motion. You want to kill mediocrity? Start. Start before you're ready. Start while you're shaking. Start even if your voice cracks, because the antidote to mediocrity is not perfection. It is motion. You want to leave a legacy? Then stop treating your life like a rough draft. Stop saving your brilliance for someday. Someday is a myth, a fairy tale for those too afraid to plant their flag in the present. Your legacy is not built in the future. It is built now, in the emails you send tonight, in the risks you take tomorrow, in the boundaries you set today. Legacy is not a grand finale. It is a daily rebellion, a refusal to let fear write your story. A commitment to let action speak louder than excuses. Let me ask you a question. When you die, what do you want etched on your tombstone? Here lies someone who played it safe. Or, here lies a force of nature who left no dream unchased. The clock is ticking. Every second you waste is a brick in the wall between you and your destiny. You do not have time for half measures. You do not have time for lukewarm action. You have now. And now is where you roar. I'll leave you with this. The world is not changed by those who wait. It is changed by those who start. By those who refuse to let doubt drown their voice. By those who choose action over approval. You have a war cry inside you. It has been smothered by maybe, silenced by later, buried by I can't. Dig it up. Let it rip through your throat. Let it shatter the glass ceiling of your potential. The world is waiting. Not for your perfection. Not for your readiness. For your action. Start now. Not because it's easy. Not because you're ready. Start now because the world needs your roar. Start now because your legacy is clawing at your chest, begging to be unleashed. Start now, and let your war cry be the anthem of your revolution.